It feels like you're in the middle of a jungle, surrounded by what appear to be 7 or 8 foot high bamboo shoots. But this is actually the Ventura Riverbed, just west of the Ventura County Fairgrounds. A crew made up of teenagers is hacking away and removing the non-native plants as part of an effort to restore this section of the Ventura River estuary.
Hold this, I can cut it.
Yeah, I got it.
The teens are part of an annual 8-week-long summer program run by the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area, intended to give them a hands-on chance to learn about careers in the national park system.
The program is called SAMO Youth, short for Santa Monica, the first two letters of those two words. We've been around for 17 years, and it's a youth employment mentoring training program, allowing youth from Los Angeles and from Oxnard schools to experience what a real job is with the National Park Service.
Antonio Solorio is a National Park Service ranger who manages the SAMO Youth Program.
We have them do a lot of restoration work, improvement of our environment. We give them interpretive training, how to become young naturalists. They also do a lot of trail work. They've been working on the Backbone Trail this summer. They do work at our native plant nursery. They work with our partners like the Ventura Hillsides Conservancy, where we find ourselves today.
The teens are high school graduates headed to college or students going into their senior years. Brianna Ruiz just graduated from high school in Oxnard and is heading to Humboldt State to major in environmental studies. She admits this program can be grueling.
It gets very tiring, but honestly, like after the day, like when you look at it and all the work that you've accomplished, it's really rewarding, like the satisfaction of just in general, like we're here making a difference, and it really kind of warms my heart.
Members of the crew get to share a lot of unique experiences like camping in the Channel Islands. Adolfo Hernandez says his time in nature has been an eye-opener for a kid from L.A.
It's just nice to escape the city for once in a while, you know, be away from all those cars and to be able to breathe in fresh air. And just seeing a clear ocean for once in my life, you know. Los Angeles is like, you go to like Cabrillo Beach or Long Beach and the water's not so nice there. And then just being out on the island and be able to see that water, it was just mind-blowing.
What do your friends think? You're having to get up at 5 in the morning and go to work.
Some of them might call me lame, but I'm out here doing what I like and I'm getting money for it too, so joke's on them.
Well, most of the SAMO Youth Crew's work has been focused in the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area and Channel Islands National Park. This project, clearing non-native plants along the Ventura River, is helping the nonprofit Ventura Hillsides Conservancy. Jessica West is with the Conservancy.
Arundo, what we're removing today, this plant actually came from Southeastern Asia, Mediterranean area. It sucks up water from native species. It increases the fire risk down here. It grows just in these huge forests. And so literally you're not able to get sunlight that's penetrating down to encourage native plants to grow. So really it's just the nasty non-native that's ended up in this particular watershed and actually all over Southern California.
The Conservancy's Dash Dunkel says this isn't a make-work project for the teens. It's a river restoration project the agency doesn't have the resources to do itself.
Part of that is they're learning on-the-ground job skills in environmental or outdoor field work. They're helping us to remove some non-native fan palms and some arundo, the giant reed that's prevalent here in the Ventura River.
The program costs about $300,000 a year. It's made possible by the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area, its nonprofit support group, the Santa Monica Mountains Fund, the National Park Foundation, and the Annenberg Foundation. The teens get paid for their work, which is important since many of them are getting ready to go off to college. Ranger Antonio Solorio says graduates of the program have gone on to work at 18 national parks, and some have become environmental researchers and teachers.
One of the goals of the program is investing in our youth, right? I don't want to say investing in our next generation. This is the now generation, and we are in good hands. I know a lot of the times youth get tagged or labeled as at-risk youth. I say, hey, these are at-promise youth. All they need is opportunities.
Team member Jocelyn Bravo says it's exciting to help make a difference.
At the end of the day, it makes us proud, and we're happy that we're able to contribute to this environment.
In Ventura, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.